Commissioners Court Budget Workshop for Wednesday, June 24th, 2026 at 9 a.m. begins here.
I'll get over it. See, that's what happened. I didn't play very well yesterday.
Don't worry, this may be my one and only. I'm going to be like, oh, let's go do it next time.
All right, this is a notice of workshop meeting on the 24th day of June 2026 at 9 a.m. here in Mount Vernon. And we'll start with the clerk. Go ahead, Reverend Livingston Ward.
Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much for this opportunity to be here today. And just thank you for this group of men that helped us make the decisions we needed to make for the county. And thank you for the people too, dear Lord. Just thank you for all the blessings and be with this country and be with this nation and be with all those who serve in this country. And most of all, in this name we pray.
Amen.
Hold on. I'm
going to get my coffee. U.S. flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the United States.
One state under God.
One and indivisible.
Thank you.
I don't have an extra one.
That's it. I got a bunch of them.
I got one of these quits. We're up the street.
Let me think about that. I'll get back to you on that one.
We got the shoot manager over here. So we'll let you go first. There's something besides the canine,
just the animal shelter.
Animal shelter?
Just the animal shelter. You heard from the fire department yesterday? Today? Okay. I'm going to give y'all a copy of year-to-date where we are on the shelter budget.
You can, I've got that.
Okay.
Yes, I got it.
So, as y'all may remember, this year has been the first operational year, and we went into it with a budget draft. We didn't really know what the expenses were going to lay out. We didn't know what we were going to get into when we got there. Staffing-wise or maintenance-wise, improvement-wise, and things like that. We've been able to make a lot of changes that we didn't anticipate that we were going to have to make, but once we got in there, we realized there were some drainage issues that had to be addressed to take care of the mess. The good news is that the city maintenance staff has done all the work. You know, so we've been able to save a lot of money there. City maintenance staff is also doing all the mowing and all the upkeep. A lot of the building repairs, we're able to save a lot of money. But it is costing more than we had anticipated. The other good news is that staffing-wise, we are at full capacity now with about 30 or 31 animals. And their adoptions are down. I mean, nobody's wanting to adopt animals, and that's true for almost every shelter in Texas right now. So we're having to look at options with regard to that. And we're working through that with PAWS. Their philosophy is that it's a no-kill shelter. It kind of gets to the point that sometimes that there are some animals that just can't be socialized, can't be adopted. We're having to work through that with the board on those types of issues, and we're handling that. I mean, it's what we don't want to have to do, is what we don't want to have to talk about, but it's a reality. Mm-hmm. We currently have a veterinary tech that is actually working as the shelter manager. That's Cassidy. She's trained as a veterinary tech. She worked for a number of years as a veterinary tech. Which is great because she's able to take care of a lot of the veterinary needs that are evident when we get dogs in, and which saves us money. She's also able to make sure that she trains, you know, the rest of the staff. Right now we have one certified animal control officer. After October, Cassidy will be a certified animal control officer, and also Sherlyn will be a certified animal control officer. So we'll have three certified animal control officers. Sherlyn is also going to NTTC to become a veterinary tech. So we're moving in that direction so that we'll be able to provide good care for all the animals that come from Franklin County. Census-wise, probably it's about a 60-40 split, 40 from the city, 60 from the county right now. And it fluctuates from 30 to 70, something like that. So we're trying to get people to, people are able to drop off their animals if we have capacity. They don't understand sometimes when we don't have capacity. And it's tough because the girls are having to deal with that. And it's just, so we're trying to increase public information on that. So at the same time, we're also trying to identify fostering sites. People that would be willing to foster a dog if we don't have capacity at the shelter, you know, for a temporary period of time. They're doing all the things that we need to do. We've made some improvements. The next big improvement that we're going to make at the shelter this year will probably be about $20,000. And that will be, and we'll do much of the work as we possibly can, but there's an outdoor recreation area. The dogs are fed twice a day. They're taking a nap twice a day. They go outside into a covered area. But right now it's gravel. It's not ideal. It floods, and the gravel retains all sorts of nasty stuff. So we're going to replace that with concrete where we can. So where we can make sure it's where it can be disinfected and clean. And we're getting bids on that right now, and we'll do much of that work as we possibly can. So that's kind of where we're at. Going into this next year, we're probably looking at $300,000 to $350,000 for overall operations. And I'm just here to, I'm throwing that out to y'all. I don't know what level y'all want to participate in. We've been picking up the difference this year, and Paws have been picking up the difference this year. We'd love for you to be a full partner, but if you can't, I understand that. And we're going to continue to do what we need to do to make sure that the animals in Franklin County and the animals in the city of Mount Vernon are taken care of. Any questions?
I just saw the first one. I think you said about $330,000.
$330,000 to $350,000 is what we anticipated. We kind of think that some of this is.
That's about 116,000 pieces. If we triple, we split it three ways.
So,
yeah. What have we got? 60,000. About now, looks like everything else, we're getting $20,000 and $30,000 to death this year.
I know.
Everything's going up, ambulance, everything.
I get it.
Yeah,
we're facing the same thing. So, it's crazy. We just can't get the lithium fast enough, so.
No joke, yeah.
We're in.
Yeah, we need to hurry up and jump in.
But if y'all need any more information, just have Marla holler at me, and right, we'll get it for you. And
we don't know what states can do to us, and y'all will either one.
No, we don't.
It's scary.
We don't. Yeah. Good news is property valuations are at least stable, maybe going up a little bit, and sales tax is coming up for us. So it's been a pretty good year. It's been a very good year, actually.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Anybody got any questions? Questions? It's hot.
Okay. I got to go take care of another problem.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
You
know,
are you around?
Yes.
About code?
About what?
Code.
Yeah.
bring it on back.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, Brandon. See you later. All right, let's see here. Waste management. Well, we did Max yesterday, didn't we?
No, I think it was about $1,000. That's $700 to be exact.
Marlon, oh, I thought you went outside. You're kind of sneaking in. She scared me to death when I came in here and I didn't hear her walking behind me.
And I said, come on, that's my coffee. And he jumped on the
scared me. Dump ground, we don't need anything.
No.
Any different on dump ground or anything.
I assume we don't. I don't know about the...
We're giving that back to Precinct 1, right?
No, let them take advantage of
it. They'll do it. In a heartbeat, I'm here to do it.
This whole stuff back to you.
Okay. Courthouse maintenance. I know that that's something we probably need to talk about. We're having problems with this hair.
Touched on this yesterday.
Yes. And he came yesterday and gave us a quote, but I've already told Jazin. He thought 200, I said that when he touched it. If we put in central air and heat, the same would be $500,000 probably, if I was guessing. It may not be that much, but it's going to be a lot. So he thought leaving, and he's got the guy coming from Arlington. Oh, that's right, we did talk about it. He's got the guy coming from Arlington or somewhere today to see about capping off and just doing just these top four of central air and heat.
To where we do. One and two, this one. They'll leave one and two with GF.
Yeah, it's just too much. And they came in here right after I took office and they redid the piping all through here to get more, because it was 900 degrees up there and it was freezing in wintertime. And so they redid everything that helped it, but it's still, it's a lot of pressure for some reason. And I don't know how geothermal works. I should. I mean, problems with it, but it's not too bad on y'all's floor and ours. But we do have leaks constantly.
And not leaking.
Yeah, not leaking. The leaks are the worst.
That's just something that's put that water on there.
The leaking is the biggest
problem. That's just like any pump, you gotta get one big enough
to do it.
Push it off.
And then the problem is when you do that, then you're gonna blow all the pipes up there. Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that shiner, where they got all those lines apparently squared. I don't know what's wrong with it, but there's something to do with all of it.
It's geothermal.
And my next question would be, and I'm really stupid when it comes to this, so y'all understand that, you know, when I ask this question, it may be a stupid question. Can we cap it off by floor if we decided that we wanted
to? That's what he's coming here to do.
If we wanted to do that floor, and then maybe in a year or two, cap the second floor, and then try to take it in phases?
That's what he's bringing up here today, to see if he can do that. I don't know why you couldn't cap it off. I don't know, unless the circulation goes up through there, we'll have to read. Pipe, some, I don't know. It's just, that was the dumbest thing they ever did to this courthouse, is put geothermal.
I don't disagree.
And
it's a done deal now.
Why it's done now, there's nothing we can do. We need to go forward and don't go backwards.
Yes, all we can do now.
My thinking on it is, if we're going to eventually build a courthouse and move all the offices, why spend $500,000 or whatever it's going to cost to do it all?
Exactly.
Yeah, we kind of got the conversation yesterday about how far out are we from dealing with the new jail and the courthouse.
Well, when we get to the point like you've got where you're going to end up spending $500,000 a year trying to keep old jail up, and I mean, if you ain't got sewer lines, there ain't enough money out there to do that.
It's like that conversation yesterday. It's like, where are we? How close are we one day, unexpectedly, it's done.
So if we were to do something like that, what do we build first?
Well, I've heard it's kind of like what you were saying yesterday. We just do the, what do you call it, CO? Not CO, but
well, there's general obligation bonds that are voter approved. which would probably be what we'd have to do.
The thing about it is those plans that we got had all the office space with the courtroom in there, with everything in there, with the jail, and you're all right there together in one big building, which makes sense for Franklin County and to do all that. When you can have everybody under one roof in the jail, you don't have to transport pretty much down one hall that's secured to the courtroom. And the plans that he gave us at that time, it was pretty nice. It fit us perfectly.
It wasn't fancy, but it was nice.
It wasn't fancy, but it was workable.
It was a useful building.
Yes. And, but.
I mean, you get fancy.
Only you can get like Rockwall County. State capital looking building. Man. And like I said, they got everybody in place.
Like everybody should be happy with something.
Yeah,
it's just functional and usable without the leaks and the.
And this was probably very
costly. Outlets everywhere instead of having to run wire all over the place.
Any kind of
I was doing something this morning. If we built something, I labeled the house, 700 prisoners, I could generate about 2.5 million a year.
That's right.
If I just charged maybe half about million of what everybody's charging for housing, if I went up to what we could get, it would be probably another million on top of that. So I would think that would make a payment.
Yeah, well. It's exactly what we did in the early 90s. It paid for it. When I got those federal prisoners in.
We paid the payment plus some each year.
Yeah. And
that's what that account was set up for. Their plan went in there and we straight the payment every end of the year.
But it sure cut back on your toes, though, wouldn't it? It cut back on your toys and stuff.
Yeah.
It's easy for us to buy
it. Would.
Well, it would cut back on his toys, but he's getting a brand new jail.
You built something like, you're telling me if I'm wrong, but we always made the most payment, but we saved enough in there to make the next year's payment in case we didn't get any housing for them.
Exactly.
In case it dried up, we still already had another year's payment.
We kept 2 years.
It kept enough in there that you.
We
always held enough to where if there was a catastrophe, we had enough to make the next year's payment.
And, this is like I said, nobody wants, but we got a history where that paid for before. And that's what you had to sell to the people, to the citizens, when they voted on this.
It can be done. You just.
But it has to be everybody.
You got to have the right sheriff in there.
All the commissioners have to be on board because you have to go to the community and have town hall meetings in each part of the community and each development and tell them this is why we're doing it, this is why we need it, and this is how we can pay for it. But yes, we may have to have a vote and y'all vote for it, but we're not going to depend on you to pay for it.
Well, and it's kind of like some of these other counties that you can either pay for this or you could pay over $1 million a year to ship prisoners out to the
county. Put them somewhere else.
Yeah.
And Hopkins County will probably do it in a heartbeat. It's going to be about 95
million. Or it's going to get to the point where you're paying out $500,000 to what you're talking about in repairs every year. Having the $750,000, that will be paid by tax.
That's right.
It will be a tax burden.
You're 75, 85. I'd be happy if I could get housing somewhere for $85 a day. Mm-hmm. Most I've ever had in my home inmates is probably 75 since I've been in there, so just do the math.
So if you built a jail, what would you build, Sharon? 140, 160?
I'd like 160, but probably with the plans.
With the jail?
This is right now, and they did Justin. I have to have a 5% floater, I guess you'd say, or I have to have a 5% cushion on what I house. So I got 112 bed jail. I never expected over 96. But what that does is it allows me to go all the way up to 96. If I had a 96 bed jail, I could only go up to around 80 people or 85 because I have to keep a cushion in there because we have what we call classification. So my example yesterday is me and Toby got arrested and he got arrested on a misdemeanor. I got arrested on a felony. We can't be in a cell together even though we grew up from kindergarten together. We couldn't be in a cell together because if I was to do something to Toby, he was in there on a misdemeanor. He sued the county because they put him in jail with a felony. You see what I'm saying? So, and then you got your females and the separation between the females and the males had to be outside and sound, which that's kind of going to the wayside. They used to have to be outside. you can't get them outside of sound of the jails too. You can't do it. Anyway, so I would like them, if you build something, you'd want to build something a little bigger than what you ever expect to use, just so you could have that cushion to where if you were going to do housing, you could go up to your max staffing, whatever your staffing max that number was, you could go up to that and not go over. So if it's 5 or 10 beds bigger than what you plan on using, that's some people don't understand. Well, why if you're not going to use that, you know you're not going to use it, why build it? But if it allows you to make.
But that way you can use what you expect.
You can use more of what you got.
So if we went 160, how would you how do you have to staff? You have 13 right now.
Well, that's one for every 48. But that's
that
number.
That was still the
yeah, case. I mean, I've been, y'all haven't seen it. Everybody, that's the antiquated number. It needs to be about 3 or 48.
That's what I was about to say. So
every 48, you would need to have 3 jailers at minimum staffing. So
27 jailers. Mm-hmm. 27 jailers.
Mm-hmm. So we pretty much have to double the staff.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They're telling me that you'd have to double the staff you have now, and probably something else that needs to be done is the controls. I like, if y'all, if some of y'all, Jody, I invite you to come out, since you're new, come out, spend the eat after, come out on a Friday afternoon and sit in dispatch.
You will be amazed.
What the dispatcher does.
Exactly.
I was about to say, I've sat in there many a night. Mm-hmm. That was back years ago, and they're probably even worse now. But.
Yeah. You know, when we started this, Scott, over at the old building, you had one person and one screen. Well, it's not that way anymore. And we've never.
And Lorna was over there.
Lorna, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The dispatcher was also the judge.
Yeah.
But we had 8 to 10 people at the most in there.
Well, we had more than that until the state said we could only have 7.
Yeah.
We used to baffle. But yeah, but I guess long story short, if we built something, I'm going to build probably a 161. I'd need to look at the number back to that and look at them other than some plans and see about the staffing. But if it's built and housing inmates, there's never going to be a lack of inmates. You may have a little time, but it'd only be about a year, half a year to a year. You'd still need some housing, but your numbers might come down. But like this past year, usually October, November, you start seeing a drop off in housing. I saw about an $8,000 drop in what I was bringing in this time, but it didn't drop back. The judges always try to keep everybody out and be home with their families during the holidays. And this year it didn't drop off as much. Dropped off some, but not as much as it had in the past. So it's a
it's kind of like Andy Griffith that want everybody home for Christmas. And one of that stage was spring out of that kitchen party. Jack, you stay in the
okay, I'll let y'all go.
Four years. Y'all get after it. Yeah. Me and her love. Y'all get after it.
Yeah. I know
yeah,
the start, but I'm not
going to
be here for the end.
A lot of things have to be jumped through, but if you started planning, if y'all, let's say y'all voted yes, let's do it today, it will probably be 4 to 5 years before it's completed. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So we need to start because you get to the point, because if you wait another year or two, then you're looking, you know, so.
Well, it would take 6 months to get plans and town hall meetings in place and PowerPoint presentations done. That doesn't happen overnight. No. I mean, those are things that take time and energy, and everybody has to be on board.
Yeah, you wouldn't know what you were approved to build for Because you gotta go out, talk, tell somebody what you want, they gotta draw the plans up, and you gotta carry those to the state, they gotta be, go before the jail commission and make sure they're approved, and they're saying, yeah, you can do this, or no, you need to make all these changes, you send that back to your architect, he makes the changes. I mean, it's a back and forth, so it takes just that part. Now, once you get your plans finalized and stuff, you could move a little quicker, but it's still gonna be 3 years after that, so you're looking at 3 full 5 years. It depends on.
And then you have to send it to a vote, and so that's another election that you have. Because even if we pay for it with inmate money, you still have to back it with the tax rate.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Or the bank will give you the money.
Or the bank will loan the money.
The only way we could do it without doing that I see, when we were talking about yesterday, is say the lithium is a real deal that comes here, and we've got an influx of tax money. Then you can do it anticipatory.
That sounds good. Close enough.
Yeah, something like that. What are they called?
Anticipation.
Anticipation, yeah. Anticipation.
You might sound real expensive.
I knew what's enough, buddy.
You know what I meant?
No, I knew
it.
And then that's, you can, because you're going back up the tax money, but you know you're going to get this way over what you can spend.
What makes those nice, and that's the only thing, is I'm not sure that, depending on how much lithium, you have to have those paid off in 7 years or less.
Yeah.
That's why we do like we do, we drop one off and add one.
So, I don't know what it would cost the middle courthouse. I can sure we could get some numbers.
Oh, I'm sure somebody would jump right in there.
That one he gave us got courthouse stuff in
there. I haven't seen that one he gave you the other day.
Oh, is this the guy that kind of spoke to
you? He met with you, I didn't meet with.
It's in there somewhere. Right?
Yeah.
Do you remember where I put it?
It's shoved in the corner somewhere.
Probably in a box underneath your bed.
It probably is. I found all kinds of good stuff in there.
But just like on this building, I mean, y'all know, if it's old house, you're going to be fixing something else tomorrow. I mean, it's a nice building.
It never stops.
Yeah, it's a nice building to make a nice museum.
Yes.
And with
technology and all this kind of stuff, is what you put in today is out of date.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just.
And if they make this museum, gosh, they will be paying for it. They're going to be out of this water release back. This won't be.
Can y'all mow this? Judge, can y'all do this? Can y'all come down and fix this roof on this? All the stuff we're responsible for. Fair number figured it out. We got all that. Everybody would be nice.
I think we're building a new place, though. I think Melissa didn't want to stay over there by herself.
I bet you. Y'all, please don't make me
mad. We'll just put a little hole over there to eat.
We'll dig a tunnel out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll put a tunnel.
Okay.
Built that place today.
Hey, Lauren.
Yeah, that's
right. So if you did something like that, I mean, I'm thinking out loud, really out loud. Do you move elections over there as well? Or do you leave them where they are?
I'm gonna move everything.
Are you moving everything?
Mm-hmm.
Sure makes. Sure, we had that. Make a lot nicer to have everybody on the
I know that's a lot of people still don't know that they still come up here new. So if you just have one building where everything, you pull in the parking lot, it's all right there.
So really the only thing that would be separate would be the library and the hub.
Yeah.
Everything else would be combined.
So. Put it back on tax roll.
I'm just teasing you. Because the reason I'm saying that is Lexington is going to require a huge space.
Storage
and voting
and trainings and everything they do. And
she could use the whole building.
She could use Melissa's building.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Sorry, Melissa.
It's okay. But it wouldn't, that would work for her.
It would work.
Because she had that courtroom.
Then she'd separate. Take everything out of the courtroom and they could set up the vote, you know, voting booths and stuff in there.
I'm going to ask a question. I don't know. Y'all may be the only one here that doesn't. But what would your payments be on a $60 million loan?
I don't know. We could call the school and ask.
I was wondering.
There's a 69.
I know. I'm just saying.
I don't have a clue.
I can't think of it. If you done that today, what would you?
Well, how long did the school cost?
I don't remember.
It's gonna all depend on.
It's 30 year, ain't it?
I think it is, but I can't remember for sure.
20 year.
It should be 20, but it's good for 20.
No, that was the first one. One in 2008.
The before was 20.
20 years.
Yeah, that's 20 years on that one. But that's amazing the price that we paid for that gym compared to what it costs now.
Oh, exactly.
Well, it's only $2 or $3 million.
I'm sitting here trying to think. I think it was 2.3 million.
2.3 or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a ridiculous amount.
Okay.
Compared to now.
I'm going to throw this out there as something to think about too, talking about space. Everything that's in that storage building would need to be moved.
Oh, yeah.
Closer.
Yes.
To everybody.
You're right. So that would be the.
Y'all can figure that out in 4 years.
Yeah, we paid $50,000 to build that.
That one. Yeah.
Out there.
And there's no telling what that costs today.
Pay for 100 of what?
It's climate control, everything.
The what?
We built that storage building out there for $50,000.
You gotta put the interest on there back.
Well, that's the thing.
That includes the pad, everything. Do what,
Sherry? I did it, Sean. I put the wrong number.
ChatGPT says.
ChatGPT, that's right.
It'd be about $4.5 million a year, the payment.
For 100,000?
No, for 6 million.
For 61,000.
For 60 million?
Mm-hmm.
What percentage did you put it in?
Well, it broke it down to each one. So there's a 4% rate. That's 4.4 million for 20 years. It goes into 30 years too, though.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the lowest interest rate. The 6%, let's see, 20 years is 5.23 million. 30 years is 4.36 million, 6%.
We probably have to have both.
Yeah.
We have to have a tax.
That's doing a jail and courthouse.
Yeah, we'd have to have a tax and inmate housing.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, our tax rate is about a penny, and that brings in about $375,000. So you can kind of think about what that's like in Port Newton.
And who knows, 5 years from now, we may not have county government anymore.
That's right.
Maybe all state.
All state employees? Mm-hmm. That's where it's headed in.
And there's a deal getting kicked around of regional judges.
Yes. Yeah, we did talk to our senator about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
He's down there. Yeah.
We already talked about it. The sheriff, we've been talking about it for a couple of years, and that's the first time a senator, as far as I know, none of us have approached them, but that's the first time one of them kind of thought, you know, that they're discussing it too. So, which again, I think where we're sitting would be a good spot for one, but we're smaller than Hopkinton Tide, so they may be.
Well, if you're talking about doing a regional one, what kind of, I mean, what's the, how big would the region be? And how big would the region would service?
I don't know.
And obviously like a big county like Dallas and Fort Worth, you know.
I would think you'd probably have like 5 or 6 counties or something. Like depending on the area.
Delta.
Maybe, or judicial district.
Mm-hmm.
But the big, the big hang up there is how do you, but the way the law's written now, statutorily, I'm the first name on the lawsuit for anybody in my county. So what does that mean if I put them in Hopkins County and they get sued over there?
Are you gonna be the one?
Our suggestion would be is that every county that's involved in that regional jail, that sheriff sits on a board, and then that board decides how that jail's running, not just a sheriff running. Like if I put them in Hopkins County Jail, Hopkins County Sheriff's not the one that decides how it's run. We as a board make the policies for that jail. And we all share the liability. But it makes the pockets deeper for somebody to probably reach into possibly. It's a lot of red tape that would have to be figured out. But.
How do you think that, when you guys in the Sheriff's Association, y'all work well like that together, and all be on board?
We do in this area. That's what I'm
about. Like, yeah, if you think about some of the stories from different parts of the state, yeah, where you get somebody that's a little bit on their own little agenda, if you're down.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I'm got to change every 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, I never, nothing against him, but he and I were supposed to 3 times over 12 years, you know. Now me and Chris Bragg, we talk 3 times a week, you know, so.
And and there lies a problem also with anything that you do. Every 4 years, you could have a different person there, and they don't want to do
this. Whether it's a regional deal, or like we said yesterday, we built something here, and the next person says, I'm not going to house a soul.
That's right.
I'm going to shut half this thing down.
Yeah.
Been done.
That's a definite possibility.
We got one off base today, didn't we?
Yeah.
Not really, but you know.
No, it's
a conversation.
It needs to be discussed. Conversation we need to start having on a regular basis.
So
that people are thinking about it, and then all the things like you said that would come up, like, okay, if we had elections, where would they go? Because they require a huge space.
Maybe you get a jail in three or four years later. Get it done and built, and then you to the courthouse. Mm-hmm. But you build it all, where it can be built together.
And
that.
Phase 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the reason I use inmate funds to help buy all that land around me. So we'd have a spot to do it. Anytime, I think I'd be a good spot to have a
court. Complex.
Go down there and build
complex.
A rock wall, a little mini one.
And you put a fence all the way around.
That's right.
Thing is, you do it in places like that too, with like a jail, and it's successful, and it shows us we're getting it done the way we're planning to get it done. It'll be easier to get the other invasions done.
The funding done.
Going forward too, rather than just one big mass.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I think it'd be overwhelming for all of us trying to make that happen.
Yeah.
Just
find that balance about, you know, we're just bleeding money going out to stuff. Like if the sewage system messes up, and you guys start sending inmates somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Or once again, we're trying to get this building here where it'd be effectively keep people cool, warm here in the wintertime. We're just spending gobs of money on it. It's just there's going to be no return on it. Right. How do you figure that out?
Well, that's how I get us out there with equipment. You know, when you start pouring that kind of money into it, it's time to buy a bullet and get another one. That's kind of a big building.
It's just that you got to find that sweet spot on how you sell it.
What you thinking, Jody?
Go ahead and build a new jail, and you'll be replaced here in 4 years.
I think everybody realizes. I mean, it's a 1993 model. I mean, it was actually built in 92, and we moved in 93. So, I mean, it's 33 years old.
Well, believe me, I don't think anybody here is like, oh yeah, let's go do this. It's the most exciting thing I've ever thought of. Start looking at it with the conversation been going on, the necessity of it at some point in time.
And you guys are running out of room out there too, aren't you?
Well, I mean, I got all Melissa's area that we were renovating back with, but yeah, storage and stuff.
You move her back over there.
Yeah, okay. She says she left me a bunch of shelves.
I did. She left
one set of purple shelves. She said she'd leave me all of them when she first moved, and she didn't one shelf disappear and another one disappeared. And I got one that broke down.
Got a crippled
broke back mountain.
Oh. Oh. That is incorrect. I did. And then I
couldn't
even get in there to get one shelf.
He
already
walked
the door.
So this is your kind of laughing,
right?
And you
admit it. I did, yeah. I
loved
you at
dance. I gave it a very good voice. I had to go to the front door and push the button. I said, can I help you? Who?
I know.
Finally, Jack was on the door for me. And then I tried to get Melissa's office. I can't get in there, so I just don't need to go out there anymore.
Yeah, nobody
wants to
see me. It's okay.
I do too. Speaking of you, you're next on the board.
I just need the computer.
The computer.
You said you were going to pay for them out of your
supplies.
Wow.
Are we going to up your supplies to do that?
Isn't there 7,000?
There is. So that can.
I think that'll.
Can you get them this year on this budget?
I can't take care of it this year.
Oh, okay.
I just bought 2 computers.
Yeah, I knew you did.
You got that.
Out of your supplies?
You got 3,500.
Cool. I do remember that now.
Why you got one supply?
One of the things.
You texted him today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I fixed on the text him.
Maybe you can get an answer.
What was that server you got? I got in your bathroom.
Five, 6, 7 years. Well, before it was after I got here. Mm-hmm. I've been here. Eight years. Mm-hmm. Been back. So it's been about 7 years.
And he's about moved.
Everything you make.
Well, we'll call it a candy clerk. Let's go with the candy clerk now. Since you're here, you got a
why don't we have a little light break?
Yeah, we
come
can.
Come coffee, go bathroom. Yep, I might need a pot.
Now let's go back to candy clerk. Since you just turned that off.
Okay. I'm not asking for. I'd like to keep mine the same. I would like to see at least my employees to get. All the employees to get a raise this year, not just mine. But that's all I have.
And I know.
Is that your phone?
I don't know. Something's vibrating.
Oh, okay. That's a really loud one.
So I got an electrocutor or something. And I know that we're not talking about pay raises yet. We got to get numbers in for it.
Pretty
fine. What we can do and everything.
Well, I put it on here. Just a piece of paper. So, you know what it's going to cost.
Appreciate it.
Because it's done.
Yeah, and I know that what we've got from the pay raise the last 3 years, correct?
I can never remember that.
And we have, it's not even yours, but.
24, 25.
We got 2 clerks right now making right there with their time and everything. 59. So I called Pat up and I said, what's yours? He says, Oh, man, my top one makes 42. Man.
But that's not true, because I went and looked.
Yeah, I didn't think it was.
I went
and
looked yesterday.
Yeah. Maybe he's talking about starting off. He said 36 times before they started to work off of it.
I emailed Ken, and I hadn't heard back from him, and I emailed Shanna, Shauna, however you say her name, I can never remember how you say her name, in Hopkins
County. Hopkins County.
Just so we, and I have Wood County. They have theirs online, which is great. I printed it off yesterday. And they're all way bigger than we are.
Well, Hopkins can't pay more than Dallas can probably does.
Yeah, they're EOs up there like 86.
Yeah.
Now, Titus makes 64 to 69.
Yeah, they're going through all kinds of them.
Wood County, I think they make, oh, I have it, but I don't remember what it was.
We got the best roads. They talk about that. They got the best roads. They got the best tax rate. They got the best payment, except Hopkins County.
The best group of people that work together.
You couldn't ask for a wonderful group of people.
You can type that one.
Exactly. I agree.
We all love it. We all love each other.
We have a little dysfunctionality every now and then.
But what family does?
Exactly. What family does?
Their problem is they don't know how to argue and fight. They don't.
They get over it.
Well, that's why we argue.
That's all right. They know how to argue and fight.
That's why you have to always say at a very even keel.
Well,
this was, you know, mild mannered.
I would like
you. As we say, everybody has their flaws and everything.
Enough!
Hi, let me see.
It worked!
Y'all probably know the same thing. We have problems. You ought to pick up the phone and call somebody else and start asking.
Just read your list, sir.
Yes.
You ever think we got problems? Just read list, sir. You'll see.
Yes.
We're in good shape.
I'm serious. I go to the judge and meet another shit in my head. Man. My gosh.
Me too.
It's awful. It is awful. It's just.
All I do is smile and drink the rest.
How's your room? I mean, your storage, you need more space, don't you? It's
just, like physical space?
Yes.
I mean, I do, but.
But y'all went paperless.
We went paperless on our property records and on criminal. I'm still keeping files on probate and civil. Civil will be the next that we phase out to paperless. Probate, I will always have to have a file because we have to keep the original wills no matter what. But we will eventually get to where we only have the will in a physical format. But those, we have to keep those forever no matter what we do.
It's a wonder that we can store stuff so far back as what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And
Judge. You look like, you look like the canary that just
We were talking. You give out one clerk of her.
Well, yeah, but you had to find out the JP.
Hey, you came in just the right time. I was going to talk about the elephant in the room.
Which elephant?
Well, let's talk about retirees.
And the payroll policy changes that we talked about a week or two ago, the comparison needs you guys to say that's kind of where what you're leaning towards, so she can get the changes made and then present it in its form. Retiree insurance number one.
Do I know?
Retiree insurance number one.
Okay. Y'all. I've let y'all kind of have
this is our wish list. So.
This is just wish list of thinking, but we were talking about, like I said, I've got retiree insurance through the state. I've had it for 14 years now, and 13 years.
Bully for you, Judge.
So, where I'm getting at is I can't sit here and go, y'all don't deserve that, but so you do. But I don't know where y'all were at on starting at like 58, 65, half. What were y'all talking about? Marla,
you can start the conversation.
We had said something about 58 with 20 plus years of experience or 20 plus years of service in the county. And I think we discussed 100%.
Yes.
Rule 78.
Rule 78.
Yeah.
Rule 78. That was one of the suggestions.
The reason we're doing that is here right now, because but if you'll be here, if you say you retire, you'll be here 30 years.
Yeah.
And if he left today at 30 years the way you are, he's going to get 30 years to Franklin County and walk out of here. I mean, he's got to retire. Yeah. And he's got to go find insurance. So that's going to take his retirement. Put that to another job, basically. I mean, you got people working for you for 30 years, that's a pretty good commitment to you, and it'd be nice to be able to offer them some insurance. Right?
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Anyway, I'm thinking that
it'd be nice for you to say, they're going to approve it January 1st, everybody quits. Yeah.
Well, no, it is 58. I mean, I'm 54 now. I'd still have to finish this next term before I could retire. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I could retire right now. The problem is I don't have insurance. Gotcha. And then I'd have to, like, share
the state. Yeah,
they could retire on here for insurance.
Until 65. And the other thing I'm thinking, and I'll say, is, I've got folks working for me that probably need to not be working for me. But they're not going to go anywhere until they get
to. You got some about 23 or 24,
don't you? Yeah, I do. I'll agree. We're talking about
that. I was kidding.
there's nothing against them, but they got to have insurance. And they're staying there until they. I stay with them too. So I think he's going to stay until he gets his insurance. And on the line, don't ever use it because they always pay for himself. But they don't need to work on the road. I don't need to be working for them. That's a different world out there. They just have to fight somebody, and their JD used to work for me. I was with JD. Keep my transport guy, and he stayed.
I know JD.
And Dave, they stay way past their time.
Because of interest.
In today's law enforcement.
Yeah.
To where if they had a benefit like that, they would move on, and who knows, if they get another job, then you don't have to pay their insurance anymore.
Well, how many do you think at one time, say if you done it at 58, how many do you think at one time that you'd have for the 6 or 7 years?
There was like five, yeah, four or five or something like that.
Not that many.
Yeah. It was like,
well, let's see, we would have one that would turn 60, and one would be one, two, 3, 6, just right now. If you did 58.
With 20 years.
Well, I can't, I'll have to go back and bring you on that. I just did age.
Yeah, I did like the years of service with, as long as you get to 20 years.
Yes.
Okay, so if you do 58 with 20 years, if you work to your 60, what are you gonna do? And if you work to your 62 and take it? Because you can't take Social Security until you're 62 anyway. If you want to take early Social Security.
What was the question? What are you gonna do if everyone works to 60?
What
oh, yeah, we're gonna make
it. No, just
trying to figure out what the formula would be for how much coverage you're gonna get. It's like with the rule 78 or whatever, we gotta figure out what that formula is gonna be. It's gonna be whatever the number is, that's your 100% coverage. And if you're short of something, it's gonna be less coverage. And if you're obviously if that's the rule and you stay over longer, well, you're just saying you don't have to.
Yeah.
As far as insurance wise.
You've got to find that magical number in there, what, like I said, rule of 78 or rule of 80.
That's what I was going to say. If you do rule of 78, which is what that works out to, 58 plus the years of service, then would you not just adjust? For 100% coverage, would you not just adjust based on the age they are on as to how many years they have to have?
Okay. So you leave it at really the same requirement.
That way you got somebody say you hire them 55 years old, they can't work 3 years. They don't get much coverage if any, you know, I mean.
Right. Well, they wouldn't even be able to retire.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't be vested after 3 years.
Yeah. Well, what are even 8 years?
So you're saying pretty much the rule of 78
for 100% coverage.
Okay. Are you going to allow them a graduate
coverage? I don't know.
I'm just asking.
Well, then
that was something we had talked about at one point was, you know, if they wanted to retire before they hit the rule of 78, it would only pay a percentage of.
Yeah, like I did this, I don't even remember. 8 to 10 years at age 60 was 25%. 11 to 13 years completed at age 60 was 14 to 16, 75. And then 20 and up is
100.
Yeah. Repeat that.
And then we've done or 25 years at age 58 at 75%, or 20 years at age 58 to graduate. And then my question, we had to graduate to 100% at age 60. So, I mean, all it is it's all in the policy. Because it's not a requirement that you do that. So it's all about your policy. What do you want to do? If two people times 12 months is $23,000. It's $12,000 a person right now.
I know it's somewhere.
And that's life and dental. So, you know, you can still count 1,000 by the time we crank this up. It'll scare 1,000 a day. If we did 100%.
I mean, the idea of just having an extra benefit for employees to keep them. I mean, I know a lot of the younger generation right now, all they care about is money. You know, if someone else is offering $5 more an hour, they're not thinking about the retirement. They're just thinking about the money. They're going to go over there.
So it's about $12,000 a year. So if you multiply that times 4 people, continuously, it's $50,000 a year.
Well, I know the state in the last couple of years, they went to the rule of 80.
The school went to rule of
90.
Yeah, well, bless their hearts.
You gotta work your whole life to retire.
Well, me and Scott are just kicking, was saying something too about it. There's another scenario too. If you had, let's say we had somebody that hired on at 18, can work in the jail. Can you work in jail at 18? Mm-hmm. And it's 30 years, and then they're 48, right?
Yeah.
So you got 78.
But you're going to set a minimum age.
That's what I was going to say. We got to set a minimum age, right? Mm-hmm. And we're talking about making that the age of 58.
58.
Right. So you got to have a minimum age, but. I mean, just there's all little.
Mm-hmm. A little nuance.
I've got 27 years already. Right. So I could, if you don't set that minimum, right. I could in 3 more years.
Because then you got that's a long expense to carry for.
I guess if you're saying rural 78, really, I should say the minimum is 58. Mm-hmm. And with at least 20 years or so. But it's more of an age, you're setting a minimum age.
I mean, that was even like our retirement situation there in Dallas. It was always based on, if you're going to leave, going to drop or whatever, it was, you had to have that age 50 that you're getting at that point to even get even close to the magic number of 78.
Now, how you would word that?
I bet you would find somebody that could give us some input on it.
Yeah, it wouldn't be hard.
58 to 20 years.
But you better not leave a loophole.
I know.
Must be 58 with 20 plus 20 or more years of service.
And you're going to pay 100%?
400.
I paid 50.
That's $12,000 a year for 7 years.
Long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
Swallows in 50%.
All right, let's just keep the way it is.
I just want y'all to understand.
Yeah.
It's
definitely trying to find a benefit. To make it a benefit, we just got to figure out all the loopholes and everything's covered. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We want to provide a benefit, but you're not taking somebody to take care of from year.
Like if we did Robert at 58. And he started out at 50%. Could he graduate to 100% at age 60? Just asking.
You can write anything you want.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, can
he would that be something to look at?
No, we got emails we know
that you're surrounded. Graduated, just kind of the more loopholes you got.
That we know of?
And you better go back and figure out how many you got coming up.
I've got several policies here.
Okay, next year we're going to have 8, or next year we're going to have 7.
I think once you did it, it was almost like that. The people you had for first year, by the time the new people were coming on,
you're having to be dropping.
You're going to have one or two go off every year, one or two come on.
I've got way on top heavy and bottom heavy. I don't have much in the middle.
I know.
Got it.
Few people.
Well, I mean, look at average right now.
Yeah. So that was one thing I'd add. Any other counties there?
Lamar County's doing it, aren't they? Didn't they do
that? Yeah, they're doing it full.
That's one how theirs is written up.
I remember them talking about they did there. So.
Cass County has their setup for 20 out, 20 out. 20 years of service completed, they're eligible to purchase it with the county's provider. 25 years of service, they're eligible for a flat monthly $250 payment applied. 30 years of service completed, eligible for a flat monthly $300 payment applied.
What read that last one? You know what? $300 what?
$300 payment applied toward the provider, which would be the insurance.
You still have to pay.
Oh, so you said pay $600 or whatever. I mean,
whatever the difference.
Yeah.
And we cover spouse too.
Yeah, full price.
No, last time I checked my estate is $300 for spouse. No, it's $285 for spouse. No, $285 for kid, $325 for spouse. And I said, my kids went to the doctor a whole lot more than my spouse. But they said for some reason.
It's age. It's $660 either. Our spouse is.
And I'll be honest, that's the reason I got one that's leaving Thursday. Better insurance.
Mm-hmm. Now this one is under 65 retiree health benefits. You retire under the TCDRS retirement guidelines. You must meet one of the following requirements to qualify. Be 60 years of age and provide 8 years or more of service. The sum of your age added to your years of service must be equal to or greater than 75. Or you must have 30 years of service, which is TCDRS.
Mm-hmm.
paid retirement insurance will be on a year-to-year basis with confirmation at each. I'm trying to figure out what it pays for. I'm getting there, maybe. No, it doesn't. I guess 100%.
So they've got a step program, so like you have 20 years, mm-hmm. so much, 25 years, so much, and yes. age 58 for, no, that age 60.
They base theirs on TCDRS. It's basically what they did. And then,
I mean, yeah, that would be an option. 58, so much of 20 years of service, so much of 25 years of service, so much for 30 years of service. I mean, you could.
If you're eligible to retire. yeah.
Well, and that's even if somebody does take it. I mean, they might have a spouse that has better insurance and they can get on their insurance. I mean, mm-hmm. and that's one thing I have not checked with my wife. I mean, probably I guess I need to.
It'll cost $1,000 a month, so it's $12,000 a year.
Per employee. Per retiree.
Mm-hmm. Age 65. If you do 100%.
So about $50-$60 a year.
Yeah, but I'm not like anybody else in sitting here. You know, you put in 20 or 30 years in somebody, you would hope that you get some type of benefit. I mean, a little
something.
We don't
want to be opposed to y'all paying for half of it, me paying for half of it. I
Because you sure can't go out and find insurance.
No.
Outside, so.
I mean, that's that point too, that 50% is huge. I mean, if you're retired and you get a 50%
yeah.
benefit, I mean, that's a huge cost savings. I mean.
Yeah, the teachers right now, even the employees working right now still have to pay $300 a month on their insurance. They got to pay for their insurance.
I know, you don't even touch it. My daughter paid $800 a month for her two boys.
yeah, I'm talking
just for the employees.
Yes. Employee has to pay. Yeah. It's not free to the for teachers out there.
But no, she pays $800
for employees.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard thing. Which is ridiculous.
Because
ours is
$325. Yeah, I think.
We're
$350. Everybody's pretty much, I mean, the consensus is
that we're willing to do something.
We need to kind of put something together.
What's the year you got to do something on anything to do?
And maybe it is something that we need to do the first year at a 50% and kind of see what you know, weigh in instead of jumping. Maybe, you know, maybe not jump in with all 4 feet, just kind of weigh, tiptoe in and see how it works. It's going to be based on the budget year for year anyway.
Yeah, but I think.
But I'm looking for it. I mean, I'm not saying anything, but you know, I think at 60, if you can pay it 50%, for 60 and above, with 20 years of service in it, at least 20 years in.
Maybe $500.
That'd be pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
And then 30 years, $1,000.
Like I said,
we might just not jump into 100% right off the bat. It's like, you know, that's
in 4 years, I'll let you know.
Okay.
That employee that's leaving you, where are they going to get?
Do what?
That employee that's leaving you, where are they going to get?
Well, the way I kind of got explained this morning, his wife has got breast cancer.
Yeah.
And his insurance, where he's going, he's getting more per hour, but his insurance is a whole lot better.
Okay.
To cover that part of it.
I know that knows, I mean, that was
the story I got this morning.
So. With my wife and I, man, the corporate stuff, their policies were always so much, and the coverage was so much better.
Most of the time it's because they're self-insured.
Mm-hmm.
You meant to tell you how you could really tell somebody really financially well off Because when you can fit, when you can make a hat with your farm stuff, I don't have your name or anything on your hat.
Who cut that?
I'm saying, I'm telling you, sell some of those cattle, take care of that.
Those are Christmas presents.
Christmas. Oh. That's, you know that you made it when you can have it right now.
Cody, you got out there some little
number of that? I got three for you.
I'm going to Southern Tire. I got proof.
All right. Let's.
I just got up, so how often you have that?
Exactly.
Well, you'll make fun of my player.
So,
well, all of them are taking pictures.
Our current district clerk is not here, so our future district clerk is back there. Anything to regret, do you think? You just don't know yet.
Marla's already got manager control.
She's already.
She will.
Are you going to do passport? Huh? Are you going to do passport?
Yes. Thank you.
I hope so.
Yes,
we already talked about
that. Oh, okay.
Yes. We know the appointment's there.
Mine's expired.
We're good. Yeah, we're good. We're good. We're good. We're good. We're
good.
But I still
have a picture. Yeah. When you go online.
Yeah.
So,
you should know. Not really.
The other elephant in the room is the AC.
We've already talked about
it. Oh, you already talked
about it? Yeah, you got to show up
together. We're getting your window.
We're getting a bunch of window units.
No, because the other section won't even do it now. So
we're not even, just do the little indoor.
Yeah. I've got another individual coming in. What? He's bringing a guy from the deals with the
people. What happened to all the window units we had here for a little while?
I think they're actually on there.
Well, if they are, I'm probably fixing the. I mean, that's going to look tacky, them hanging out the window.
Yeah, it looks good. That's character to the building.
We got two of them. It's character to the
building. Look, clean that one before. Let me have AC. What
did they have on telephone? What did they have in 1912?
Well, and I made that comment yesterday. I said, it could be 1912, but we just be sweating out. No, we'd all be in better shape.
And just get you a little
bit. Yeah. To it.
Well, I mean, I
got
to use both ends of the top, so I might have to hire somebody to
fan me. That's what me and the historical association screamed about. You can't have anything there when you're not doing it. I said, do we need to remove our computers and our telephones and our air conditioners? That is ridiculous. You even brought that up. Yeah, I don't think she's there anymore. I said, we're going to hang stuff on the wall. Come get your courthouse if you want it. And guess what? We're going to plant flyers if we want to plant flyers in the front yard. If you don't like it, come get your courthouse. She didn't talk to me anymore. She said, oh, we can't plant anything.
Yeah, we
couldn't
landscape.
We can't do anything.
We had to ask for permission.
From the store?
Yes.
We can't.
And they didn't want us to hang anything on the wall.
I said, I'll never call you again if you want your courthouse.
God, come get on the wall.
I've never heard that. She sent James Malafi. She sent him over to talk to me. And he just laughed. He said, do what you want to do. I don't care how many times next year. He's been in for several years. That's the last I heard from him, so.
Don't ask.
Yeah, that's right. It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. And I'm not going to apologize to him anymore. So,
I saw it.
Can we go ahead and do just. There's nothing changed on my
Marla? Do we need to up yours?
That was a loaded question. $1,000, about $1,500, I'm gonna need a new PC, and I want one of your big I want somebody to big monitor like the JD has upstairs. He can't one up me, okay? I gotta be.
You need the two and three of them.
I don't want two or three. I can't look at all that. I just want one big one.
Okay. And we said, and really true, we haven't heard from the district judge. He could say he'd get $10,000 raise. We got that. That'd be the number one thing we gotta get on. But that, I hadn't talked to Northcutt yet.
Nor not.
And as far as you need
that? I don't know where she is.
She don't need you, man. She don't need you.
My buddy's not going to say the same, but she needs more.
She's going to have to have more schooling.
Yeah, that's
right. Technology and stuff like that, because she'll be handling the IDEA website and all that stuff, so we'll have to put a little more money in there.
And this is the year we're going to have to, and I don't need it, but we better do the insurance this year, but probably next year, and whoever takes my spot here in a couple of years is going to probably need insurance, so we need to go ahead and add that back on there. And I guess that's about it. County attorney, he's busy today, as he always is. He don't need anything, he got more money. Carter got little bills.
Well, he does for salaries, but he has to put that in supplies.
He did what?
He has to put it in supplies and schooling for him and Clint.
And Clint. Where's Clint? Clint could have showed up.
I think he upped his a little bit for that.
Yeah. What do we give DPS right now? 1,500?
2,000.
2,000?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of always been the same. I think we were older at 1,000.
We actually went from 15 to 2,000 about 2 years ago.
Yeah. And it used to be 2,000 when we moved it back, but it was big money that one year. And
I was going to say, normally if there's something outside of their, usually I get 22.
Yeah, and originally lowered it there. They were in South Texas. They were writing a single ticket up here hardly during that time. And they were going to the border and putting them in here for sure. I think they're working pretty good right now.
Well, and speaking of that, you know, they created a new sergeant there for license of weight.
Yeah.
David Taylor. And I spoke to him the other day. And right now, on a monthly basis, they're going to bring five or six license of weight troopers over here. And they're going to be working Franklin County. And they're going to start off doing that once a month. He said that they got like 8 counties and they go to each county and work a day. And
my phone blew up the other day. What are they doing out here north of the panel? Yeah. I got 8 troopers out here. They all had big trucks out.
Yeah, we used to go to Lamar.
I can't move my house.
Cass County, when they
were good. Look out, that's wrong.
Titus County, we didn't make them work that time of day like they do now.
And of course, you know, them overweight tickets, you know, they adjusted that fee now and $2,500 and up, so.
Yeah, one ticket would be for insurance.
Dang.
Yeah, there's some $4,500. You get $100,000, if you get over $100,000.
Well, that's what, when David Taylor come over here, that's one thing he was saying, is that's the problem, with the other county's still charging the $300, $400, and he's trying to explain to them, no, that fee has changed. And I can remember the first two companies called us, there was this long pause on the other end of the phone. And they told us $2,500. It's a little much, ain't it?
That's what the state said. The state on grocery, the state gets 80% of the gross.
Yeah. On the license, what? Yes, yes. That's
well, we did have finagle that the county kept the money. Yeah. Ticked off Austin pretty bad. I've been fighting Austin even when I was working for them. We'd write tandem tickets and 100% of the state here.
I was unaware of that. The tandem?
Tandem goes 100%.
Because, yeah, there's tandem and then there's gross vehicle overweight. Yeah.
Like 80% goes to state on over gross. Or did when I was.
But on the tandem, it stays?
100% stayed here. So me and Stacy, we worked out here, we was like tandem.
Reduce the tandem
to you. And also, tandem, if you have another gross, you also have over tire size weight on the front steering.
Yes, yeah.
And then you could do the tandem weight, and that stayed here, 100%. Insurance, gross weight, and insurance, I think. State got quite a bit on insurance, but they did. I don't know if they still do. Like I said, it's been 14 years, so I don't know. But anyway, we had it all figured out with Franklin County County. But me and Stacy worked over here every day, except for that one day. And what's his name? He went to Tyler, the highway patrolman. He was riding 30 today over here.
Oh, Dwayne Smith?
Dwayne, yeah. So.
I know the regular troops, they're out there. I mean, the only one that may be missing a little bit is Caesar. I mean, that's just because they've got him doing all kinds of training down in Austin. Caesar, shall we?
Yeah.
I think he's actually the driving instructor at the academy or
They call them down.
Yeah, so, I mean,
2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then what's his name said he fit to quit.
Who?
Colton.
Well, if he does, I'll get another trooper.
He said they'd make money working for Ricky, they can't be a trooper.
Need a little longer stick there?
He said, well, I'll pay well. I've been trying to tell Sheriff that.
You did.
He said he made $81,000 last year, which was overtime and everything. I thought their pay was bigger than his deal, but I looked at the deal yesterday.
I think you actually
pay more starting out with a brand new gun. I got it right here on him.
He's been saying this for a long time.
He said Texas trooper salary.
He needs to look at the like big picture, not the little short term.
In the academy, we start out 51-255. That ain't high. So we're running 40. What's yours? 40?
20.
No. When you start with deputy, what's
22-15.
An hour? Oh, 22-15 an hour? Mm-hmm. What's that come out to be?
Plus 3.
20-88.
Well, it's actually 25-15 if you add in the.
But he's only making, his base salary is 62. That kind of
spike. 55.
If you had
a. Yeah, it is big.
So you actually pay more stuff after the trip.
But that's not, we're starting base 22.50.
22.15.
Mm-hmm. Robert, what do you need? Anything?
No. The only thing I was looking at that I'm not going to have the numbers for was some type of evidence that I don't think it's really going to be cost effective. But I was trying to figure out some way that, like, defense attorneys can, I guess the DA's office has a site where they upload the evidence and then the defense attorneys can go there and get it instead of us burning on zip drives and everything like that. But I don't think it's going to be cost effective.
Okay, we're done with you.
I will have to get up.
How much y'all want?
Bring out the money.
We're doing budget. Come talk to him. And then I guess we'll just, y'all want to wait till this afternoon and start talking about challenges? Or?
Yeah, Paris.
No.
Oh, Paris, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm going to say you skipped one over Paris.
Well, I got a chip on. I thought we were going to talk to him.
I'm just going to add $1,000 more to my per diem because I have investment classes next year I have to go back to again.
They don't do like, they don't tag them, pay for y'all's classes.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You got really, I think, the only
one,
you and the clerk are really the only ones.
Yeah, that's right. They got the county clerk's got them too. I moved over to 1,000, 750 to 1,000.
No.
That's weird. They do all right, but they don't do all right. I don't think of anything else.
What about 50% minimum age 58? I'm not that. I can't get past it. I'm sorry. With 20 years service.
I'm in for whatever you're good with. If you're looking for it,
I'm just trying to figure out how we can tiptoe in and then build.
So you said 58, we're 20 years in and 50%.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, Melissa?
That'd be something to look at.
48.
Oh, you got a long time.
That puts you at that 78 number. I think that's a good base.
But you don't want to because your interest is staying out. I mean, what would you do with that answer? You go to another job somewhere.
I have double. Shannon covers me too.
Oh, okay.
Some of us are not so lucky.
But you might not be married, is that? You know, I never
know.
You never know. I'm just telling you.
You're trending for a game because you don't ask for age now. You're getting divorced.
Life is hard, boys. I'm telling you, life's hard.
How old are you? I'm 51.
I don't know.
Hey, once you're elected, you got a job for life unless you really screw up.
Lots of what I wondered. I wonder what he'd be in 20 years.
He's going to go above that CDA.
But he wouldn't have to go 65.
Yeah, he could get Social Security before he can get this.
Yeah.
Medicare.
All right, anybody else? Y'all want to go with y'all's? I mean.
Okay. My short sleep.
We're still early. I mean, it's not even 11 o'clock yet.
Well, I know we can get through early that afternoon. Yeah. We did the whole day if we want to.
Fire, everybody got to come up.
Huh?
Yeah, we got fire. We might as well recess until, what is it?
1:30 or 1? 1:15.
1:15, yeah.
No, 1 o'clock. No, 1:15, because Jimmy's already got this. So, just say 1 o'clock.
Let Paris quickly go over where we were with the pyro policy stuff, and then we'll be done.
Okay.
So that she can start doing that, because I need to know that for budget purposes if we make some of these changes.
Okay.
You got the list?
Oh, right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't have it, or I can't even remember off the top of my head now. I do remember the nepotism that, you know, if you're elected, then somebody's got to go. And I think the only thing we were kind of stuck on is how long that would be if we were going to give them 90 days or 6 months. We started at 6, and then we decided that 90 days was probably a better number. I think so. And then CERT pay, I told y'all we had an issue with CERT pay. So beginning in January, CERT pay will be paid upon receipt from the employee of where they're at that particular time. And then the next payroll, we will start paying them for their new CERT pay. I talked about nepotism and CERT pay. I can remember it. That's all I can remember.
Vacation,
yes.
And the funeral leave?
Oh, yeah.
Adding the aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews.
Mm-hmm. And changing the.
And it's making it 8 hours on just.
Family, friends, any other family will be 8 hours per calendar year.
Because we had it 4 hour increments. So we were asked to just make it 8 hours. And then that way they can take it any way they please during that.
Well, they have to take a while.
For a family friend, yes. If they're going to a family friend, and they can take the day off.
8 total hours for the year.
Not each time, just make it 8 hours.
Just to throw a wrinkle into that, can we make it, are you counting 8 hours a day?
Yes.
Can we make it days then?
What do you mean?
Because my guy's one is 12 hours. So they're going to have to come in and work 4 hours and make it up.
we run the same thing working 10 hours a day too, with all the vacations and stuff, and on holidays and stuff like that.
Well, I was thinking you said to get 3 days for funeral, then it's...
Well, that's 3 days for immediate.
Or 2 days. I'm just saying 3 for...
But the way it's been is all the others were only four, you got 4 hours at a time, so they weren't able to take a whole day with that anyway.
Yeah.
At 4 hours, that would only, you could split it up two and two.
Yeah.
We had it to where they had to take a 4 hour increment.
Okay.
And so we're trying to make it to where they can take an hour if it's here.
Okay. Yeah.
Or if they have to travel, then it's an hour.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, no, that was the only change on that one.
And then on that insurance for elected officials, there would be no waiting period. It would go into effect.
Yes.
We have that.
Which is budgeted anyway.
Yeah.
And I think if you're elected, it should be day one.
So right now, the way the policy is, Jody's not going to get insurance for 3 months?
60 days. Mm-hmm.
60 days. Mm-hmm.
So the following, first of the month, following 60 days employment.
You're behind it.
I wrote it down right here.
So like if we changed it, Kathy coming in January, she would be
automatically
insured on January 1st, and he'll already be here.
Yeah.
So it won't matter. His time will already be gone. But anybody coming into office will be covered January 1st. Any elected official.
Things should have to wait 60 days.
Instead of having to wait 60 days. Because really, 60 days anyway, from the day of when they're elected to when they take office. Kind of way
out. And then on vacation pay, employees will be paid for their unused accrued vacation leave up to a maximum of 80 hours at their current rate of pay.
At termination.
At termination.
Yes.
Or
instead of separation from the county.
Yeah, whatever. Separation of employment. That's probably the way to put that.
Kind of sounds like a weed eater.
Okay.
Well, maybe not.
I thought it was
or a blower.
Courthouse complaint.
Yeah.
How much we got insurance on this?
And on vacation buyback, that's still up in the air.
That's not going to come this.
That's the one thing that I need to know about the budget. I can either
offer
your budget.
Yeah, I was talking to my guys, and even going back to the other one, the vacation buyback, or not the buyback, but the retired stuff, you know, they feel like it's like they take stuff away from them all the time. They weren't really fond of either one of those two. Even though I don't have anything to take the vacation buyback, but they just, from an employee standpoint of looking, is that we're taking stuff away from them.
You give it and you take it away.
Yeah, mine don't have an issue.
Well,
the point is we wanted to
it was whether we allow the our employees to take vacation buyback. Like would they we buy back 1 week of their vacation
if over 80.
Over 80.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Up to 40.
If they still want to do that this year or not.
That was really the only point of contention. I think everything else was everybody pretty much agreed to, but that was the biggest point of contention.
And the other things were the birthdays and having your birthday off.
And I guess the vacation buyback is kind of something I can roll with because at times, I don't have folks that can take off sometimes because it's a short-handed say dispatch or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any problems much with officers, but it's my jail and dispatchers. A couple of my guys, like Chris and Brian, they get some of them off. That's why I was kind of thinking personal days as well. But either way, they can't take it off. Because I just don't have the folks to cover. Or they get, one of them is they get so much time off. The biggest thing is.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of wanting to come up with a vacation buyback just for those folks. And at that time, that year, we were really short-handed and notary. They just didn't take vacation. They use their schools that they go to for vacations, and they don't take off any other time.
Yeah, but then
and so,
law office, they set on it. They don't take vacation because they
want to. See, that's a different vacation.
So it's buyback. Yeah.
But how do you distinguish?
Yeah,
we can't have
different problems. And when we need to do away with the buyback, if I have somebody that's legitimately stuck in a place to come here and ask for 6 more months.
I've done that in the past years,
you know,
where I brought it to the commissioners that, you know, due to dire circumstances, we need to be able to carry this person over for 3 more months.
Three more months, give them time to take some time off. That may be a better way to look at it.
Because what happens is, just like Ricky's saying, he's for sure got 2 employees mm-hmm. that you can carry over 80. Mm-hmm. Well, once you carry over 80, they get 80 more.
Mm-hmm.
So they have 160. During that year, they accrue 84 and a half more.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 240 hours in a year's time.
Well, me, when I was a deputy, I never, I always held that in there. I'd have 200 some hours of the year. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much I gave back, but I never, I always make sure I had plenty.
you know, I never did have to worry about when you worked for the state or whatever, because that went on to the, your service time. And that made it pretty nice. Because I worked out there 20 years and had, I took 5 days of vacation in 20 years.
And see, and I understand what you're saying.
There's a benefit to that.
But
that's what I said, it was a benefit, but I mean, I was kind of like what you said, but I had so many days off with comp time and all that, couldn't take vacation, you know. Part of that you would lose or whatever, you know, and.
But some of these offices.
But they kept cutting all that back too.
With that.
And I didn't realize until about a year ago that vacation is not a benefit. You don't have to do it though.
No, you do not. Sick or vacation. It is a benefit.
It's not a requirement.
We got to have our sick time, I thought that.
Yeah.
We got to have our sick lines.
It is all a benefit, yes.
But I didn't realize it was a benefit.
It's not a habit, it's a, we do it because we love you, kind of thing. Now, what I have been on my list there, and so this is something I'm looking into, I don't have a clue what it's gonna cost, so it may not even be something we can do. But you can't bury somebody for $10,000 life insurance. I mean, I would like to be able to either say $20,000 or $25,000. I don't have a clue what that's gonna cost. Talisa and Paris and I are looking into the prices of that. And then across my list, so some of them are like, if you guys passed away today, your spouse or your beneficiary gets a year's salary. If you can, through TAC, also do something of that nature with life insurance with an AD&D rider, which would they would also get that particular portion of it, times two. If it's $25,000, they get $50,000. And so I'm looking at the process for that as well, because I think that's also something that we need to do. I mean, like I said, you can't bury somebody for 10 grand. I buried somebody 14 years ago and it was more than 10 grand then.
My mom and dad's 11,000 apiece. But they already had their plot, they already had their
headstone. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you don't have that stuff, then yes.
I should say, you can't hardly dig the hole for $10.
I'm going to shovel.
That's something else that I'm looking at. Hopefully in the next week or two, I'll have some numbers for that. Because I would like to see us at the very least got a $20,000 or $25,000 in term life insurance to where it can have enough to bury somebody and at least live for a month. Because some of these people would struggle.
When I was on the school board, we were charging $55 to take the asbestos out of the gym.
Okay, so what if we just leave vacation buyback alone? We can argue that another day.
Which one?
Vacation buyback. I'll need to put some money in the contingency fund in order to be able to cover it. Because it's going to run about 10 grand.
What about leaving it in there for this year and then say that this is the last year?
Well, it will be in there this year for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Just simply because we'll...
You don't have a year to know that it's going to be gone, but that...
In 2028?
Yep.
I just never have a feeling, but
I'm not an expert. I'm not a fan, but I'm not going to argue
that. We give you 2 weeks of vacation, whatever we give you vacation to go take a vacation. Mm-hmm. It's jack up your pay. I'm sorry, that's not what we do.
No, I didn't want to do it for that. And that's what I was doing. I was just trying to give people
personal time.
Well, it's kind of like what you said. If something happens, you can come talk to us and say, hey, can you extend this for, I'm going to take a vacation at the end of January if you can extend it to the end of January and I get paid for it or something, like that.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you that you guys, if that happens, are going to be responsible for bringing that and making sure that particular instance is a dire circumstance. Yes. Because what happens is then you find another loophole to utilize it.
What's the definition of dire?
I,
and
exactly.
I've been in sick pools.
That's what I'm saying. Got
sick pools are the same way.
It's just, it's up to me.
It's up to you guys, or whoever the elected officials are, to deem that
you a take it within the year, you lose it. I mean, that's...
Well, that's why we do...
But it's a benefit anyway.
You know, I'm not arguing with the court. We've done exactly what the sheriff's talking about.
Set on my keyboard.
I think we had to make it because y'all had COVID.
Well, come over and say it's a dire circumstance, bro. And somebody, no, I'm not. It's all subjective. It's like this keeps telling it to you.
Yeah, we can.
I mean, we can. We've established.
Grandfather, folks, I want to last a couple of years.
I don't know how to do that. To where I can get it.
And then you run in on this money. People don't take it.
Do the contingency fund. Do my contingency fund and go from there.
So, what I think.
And it hurts.
But I already thought that it was bad.
I had to wait because I had so much vacation time to fill a position.
And that's what's hard.
Totally, yeah.
That's why we lowered it to 80 hours, because we had some people with 140, 160 and trying to pay them out. It was a month before some of these smaller offices could hire somebody.
Yeah.
Or two.
That happened to one thing when I was...
Mm-hmm, exactly. Because we were paying your vacation out, and then we had to wait a month before you could hire somebody to replace you. Well, I think everything's a go, but we'll talk about vacation. Y'all all have had lunch, and we'll talk about it one more time after lunch, and then make a decision.
Well, I need a ride. I don't have a car.
There's places to eat on the square.
That's true. Yeah.
Then you can take a nap on your couch if you want to.
On the way, he was huffing and puffing and going up the stairs. I think he had to fall very far to eat.
That is bad.
You had to deliver.
Now, who wants to go to Daisy's?
Well, that's where everybody else is going to Daisy's.
Really? Mm-hmm. You're going to be brand new growing up.
Daisy's 12 o'clock.
I like shrimp. That's all I get, Daisy's.
You don't want the burritos?
I love their shrimp.
I do too.
Kevin just put on there and said, I'm still waiting for my shrimp 2 weeks ago.
Wait, what time? 1:15?
And 1:15.
You want to officially recess?
Yeah.
We are recessed for 1:15.
At 11:01.